Well, it's always a pleasure to welcome Susie Elkins back to MSU Today. Susie is Director of Broadcasting at Michigan State University and General Manager of WKAR Public Media. Susie, good to see you.
Thanks, Russ. I'm happy to be here.
And our congratulations are in order to start our conversation. Just recently, the Michigan Association of Broadcasters named WKAR Michigan Public Television Station of the Year and Public Radio Group 1 Station of the Year for 2018. You must feel like a proud mom.
I'm, of course, very proud of our team. It's always exciting to be recognized by your peers. And everyone, all the public broadcasters in the state work so hard and provide such amazing service for their communities. And so for the Michigan Association of Broadcasters to support us in this way is really fantastic. And our team works especially hard all year. And so we always look forward to seeing if what we've done is resonating with our peers and if our hard work is paying off. And so to be recognized in this way, of course, feels really good.
So, Susie, what's new at WKAR or just things you want to highlight?
Sure. Well, we've talked previously about our WKAR family platform, and we have some exciting things going on in the area of early childhood education. And, of course, that's what our platform is based on. And so we've continued to work with our MSU faculty, and they continue to amaze us with their research and what they know about how to support kids and families. And so we really use that platform to make sure that we take those nuggets from their research and turn them into content that families and kids and parents and teachers can use. So we continue to do that. We are also in our second year of the PBS Kids Playtime Pad research project, and we're working with the Lansing School District. And in the second year, we've again provided the PBS Kids Playtime Pads to all the kindergartners in the district. So we've given out over 2,000 of the Playtime Pads now as part of this research project, and we're studying to see how the technology affects their ability to learn, particularly in math and science. But this year we were excited to add a literacy component because, of course, in our state, literacy is extremely important. We're trying to hit some really important benchmarks there, and we want to be able to provide support to teachers and parents who want to support their kids with that. So it's an exciting time, and we're learning a lot, and we really continue to focus on the education piece.
And Susie, we've talked before about this ATSC 3.0 that WKAR is really a pioneer in. Kind of again for people, what is that and how's it going?
Well, ATSC 3.0 is essentially a new television standard. And so many folks will remember making our transition from analog to digital. And this is essentially another similar transition, although we're moving to a different form of digital. And the idea behind it is the unique part about it is that it's a hybrid. So it's part IP, part broadcast. It's still disseminated one-to-many like a standard broadcast, but what's unique about it is it's much more efficient with the spectrum. It has a much stronger mobile capacity. It's just a stronger signal, so it can get through walls and potentially people can view TV through their phones in their cars and in automated vehicles and things like that. So it's also just a much more beautiful picture if broadcasters choose to use it that way. Over 20 channels of audio, you know, things just get getting better and better. and so what we're excited about, though, is a lot of our commercial partners and peers will really be looking to see how they can use it to geotag for advertisements and for revenue generation and also for service. But for us, we really want to focus on our public broadcasting mission and think about ways that we can utilize it for education and research. And so we've been, we have our license now. We've been broadcasting in ATSC 3.0. We're the first public broadcaster in the country to have this experimental license. So that's really exciting. And I think that's really because of our university license. So we're here at Michigan State University with many researchers interested always in innovating with new technology. And so it's been exciting for me to be presenting across the country about our media innovation lab that is now up and running, and we're beginning to test using our own program, Curious Crew, and the idea being, can we create some interactivity through the broadcast? So even for families that don't have access to broadband, because of this hybrid standard, we can give them all kinds of information and the broadcast would feel as if they're using a broadband connection and they have access to the same kinds of information that families with a little more money and ability to buy services would have. So it's really exciting for us to think about how to use that in support of our communities.
Susie Elkins, my guest on MSU Today, Michigan State University's Director of Broadcasting and General Manager of WKAR Public Media. And Susie, you have recently been named to the Board of Directors of America's Public Television Stations, that's APTS. Sort of tell us about the goals and mission of that organization and your role.
Well, America's Public Television Stations is really a member organization, and they support member stations in helping them provide essential services in the areas of education, public safety, and civic leadership. And so, of course, all public broadcasters are providing amazing services across the country to their communities, but these are three areas that we feel are common threads across the country that are really unique to public broadcasters and really support the need for the federal funding piece. And so APPS does an amazing job. They've helped us tremendously in terms of working with the FCC to make sure we could get this experimental license. And they just do an incredible job supporting stations who are at varying levels. There are many stations in smaller markets, big markets, and it's kind of challenging to figure out what are the needs of each individual station and how can we support them where they are. And those three threads, education, public safety, and civic leadership, are really important pieces to that and really important to providing service for all the citizens across the country. So I'm really excited to be a part of the board, and I think it's very important work, and I can't wait to really get started.
Well, Susie, tell me more about the challenges then and opportunities that you and your fellow board members are working on that are facing public broadcasting.
Well, one of the big challenges is really communicating the value for the federal funding. It's not a challenge to communicate value because the general public has said over and over, voted, you know, to say that we're the most trusted organization. And so it's exciting to be able to communicate that. But the president's budget is proposing zeroing out funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And that federal funding piece is extremely important to the entire infrastructure for public broadcasting around the country. And so that's a challenge to it's because it's somewhat complicated how it works, and so it can be challenging. But what's really great is we have so much support in our community, our individual communities. I mean, we're some of the last public, you know, independently owned media organizations in communities across the country, and particularly in rural areas where there isn't any viable commercial service, and that federal funding piece is what really holds the whole infrastructure together. So if you're in a rural community with not enough of a population to support the expense of providing this content, then you know you can't function without that federal funding piece. And so it's really important that all stations thrive and have that funding piece. And what's really interesting to me is, in the grand scheme of things, it's a small portion because the stations then do need to raise the private funds through individuals and foundations. And so it's a really unique public-private partnership, but it's a challenge to communicate each time. And luckily, we have a strong bipartisan support, and we will work with all of our communities to talk about the value that we bring. And so it's a challenge every few years, but so far we've been really successful in helping people understand the value that we bring.
Susie, I'm wondering, are we to the point where do you care how people engage with WKAR content? Can it be on the app? Can it be over the traditional airwaves, streaming, whatever? Or is there still kind of a hierarchy?
Well, to me, I just want to serve audiences when and where they are and with what they need. And so, of course, the broadcast piece is extremely important to me and I think to our community members because it is free over the air. We're reaching 98% of the population in the country. And so regardless of your resources, you can have access to important, informative, and educational and entertaining content. So the broadcast piece is really important. However, we know this is another challenge. You were asking about challenges. technology is changing so fast, and it's really expensive, and you don't know what's going to stick and what's not going to stick. So figuring out where to invest and where to take some risks and but really be good stewards of the financials, is those are challenges. But I really believe that we need to be relevant to people's lives. And so if they want to listen to the app, if they, you know, we need to be everywhere that people are in order to remain relevant. And we know they love our content. We know we have that, you know, very high quality, very important content. So it's our responsibility to make sure that we are adapting along with audiences to make sure it can be there for them at their convenience, not ours. And that's what we talk about internally here, is it's not easy to produce for multiple platforms. It's challenging, but it isn't about us. We have to figure it out because we want to be there for our audiences. And if we don't, then I have no doubt that they will become accustomed to other things and things that might not be as high quality and as informative and educational. All of our kids' programming is curriculum-based, research-based. The other children's programming that's available in other places is not necessarily. And so, you know, we know ours can move the needle in terms of education. And so we have to do our jobs to make sure we get it where it needs to be.
So, Susie, one of the cool things about our jobs at MSU is we're surrounded by these bright young people coming up with the next generation. So in this crazy world where we're not even sure where it's going sometimes, what's your advice for students who broadly want to get into communications or broadcasting or some form of this?
Well, I probably sound like a broken record. I think I always give the same advice, and that is just make as much content as you possibly can. Get your hands on equipment. Talk to people in the field that you're interested in. Learn as much as you can. Keep eyes and ears open, and just do it. And don't worry about whether it's good or not. Just try it and have fun with it. And I have a senior in high school right now, so I'm giving advice to a young person. And I just, you know, my feeling is the world is changing so fast that the old advice that I heard sometimes when I was younger is do something that you love. And that felt somewhat disingenuous at the time. You know, you have to make money. You have to make a living. But now I think that advice is right on, that's the only way to survive at this point, is to find something that you love, that you're passionate about, because that will be the driving thread throughout your career. But you might have 15 different jobs or even 15 different careers. But if you have truly found your passion in life, your passion in work, then you'll want to learn. You'll want to continue to update your skills. You'll want to know what's happening in the world as it changes. And to me, that is really the recipe for success. So I think it's an exciting time for our students. I'm so thrilled to see them in our studios, and we couldn't do the work that we do without them. And so it's really one of the things that I'm most honored about in my career, is that we get to support young people and help them achieve their dreams.
So, Susie Elkins, as 2019 continues to unfold, what do you want us to know and keep our eye on about WKAR?
Oh, there's so many things that we're working on that are exciting to me. So I think keeping an eye on the education piece. I think some people ask me about the public safety piece and the civic leadership piece, and you know, the ATSC 3, I keep an eye on that. We're going to be doing a lot of experimenting with that. And, of course, providing our standard services, but it's exciting to know that we're working behind the scenes to make sure that when this is ready and consumers are ready for it, we'll be ready. And that we're leading the pack. I think that's exciting for WKAR and Michigan State. And in the public safety side, we are really the backbone. You know, there's a lot of focus right now on keeping the public safe, and most people don't know that we have the infrastructure and backbone to do that. So, you know, all the way up to the president, if there's a public safety announcement that needs to be made, that happens through this backbone that we have as public broadcasters. The civic leadership piece, you know, we've been producing Off the Record, which is the only statewide public affairs program that coming straight here from the Capitol, to me, that's huge. And we really want to build more of our public affairs programming. We just recently hired a government and politics reporter. Nobody's doing that these days. Everyone is pulling back. And I feel that civic leadership piece is what our audiences need and expect from us. And so we're investing in that. So we're investing in education and in public safety and in civic leadership. And on the radio side of things, it's exciting. We're experimenting with podcasts and both radio and TV there, and really pushing in to make sure that we're filling the gaps that no one else is handling within the community. So we're really trying to be audience-focused and community-minded, and that's what's driving our decisions on where we go in the future.
Hear, hear. That's Susie Elkins, Director of Broadcasting at Michigan State University and General Manager of WKAR Public Media. And Susie, congratulations again on your recent recognition from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Thank you so much, Russ. I really appreciate this opportunity.